This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson. A lawsuit could be on the way from four conservation groups, including a sports fishing association, calling for actions to address high water temperatures that could include breachings lower Snake River dams. U.S. Representative Dan Newhouse says he's not surprised.
You know, this is an ongoing effort on the part of some to continue doing all they can to breach the lower Snake River dams, at least to begin with, and perhaps many more if they're successful there.
These efforts, Newhouse says, are misguided and unwarranted.
I think, and as we've talked about before, we should be putting our attention and our resources towards how we can improve the operation of the river, improve the habitat for salmon, you know, look at some of the reasons that salmon are struggling instead of focused solely on breaching the dams, which bring us so many benefits to the region.
One of those things, Newhouse says, is the conditions of our oceans and how they impact salmon.
So many different questions need to be answered in this whole system. But like I said, the continued effort on the part of many people to come up with reasons to breach the dams, it's ongoing.
Tune in tomorrow for more on the continuing efforts to remove dams from the lower Snake River and what's being done to prevent it.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.